Ephesians, chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. That it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And, you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but nurture them in the chastening and admonition of the Lord. Slaves, be obedient to those who according to the flesh are your masters, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as to Christ. Not in the way of eye service, as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the soul. With good will serving as slaves, as to the Lord, and not to men. Knowing that whatever good thing each one does, the same he will receive again from the Lord, whether slave or free. And, you masters, do the same things to them, and forbear threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord, and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and, having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. And having fastened your feet in the foundation of the good news of peace. As well taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and supplication praying at all seasons in the Spirit, and watching thereto in all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And on my behalf, that utterance may be given to me in opening my mouth, to make known with boldness the mystery of the good news. For which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly, as I ought to speak. But that you also may know my affairs, what I participate in, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will make known to you all things. Whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our state, and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brothers, and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with a love incorruptible.